Yes, it's, we are habitual beings. It's very, very difficult to change the habit of our expression. It's very, very difficult to change the habit of our expectation. And it's incredibly, even more difficult to change the habit of where your thoughts go, your thought patterns. Right? It's hard to create a physical habit, but even harder to create a mental habit. So when you learn, or when you guide yourself, or when you teach yourself to stop judging the hard as bad, you make a lot more progress. Does that make sense? Right? But it's an undoing, it's a dismantling of a natural state of being. It really is. Very much so. We like intense emotions. And the more inner peace that you embody, the less intense your emotions. The only thing that cranks up is the joy, but there's a gap. There's a gap between drama and suffering, where there's this very neutral space. And at some point, all students that I've worked a lot with will say, shouldn't I feel worse than this? And then, you know, you start looking, well, is this wrong to not be in drama and chaos and darkness and pain? Would some big life change? I'm like, this is what you've been working for. And then if you can hold everything you're doing with that space, suddenly you start getting joy flowing through you. Suddenly you start getting happiness flowing through you. Suddenly you start getting inspiration flowing through you. It's only little bits at first. So you have to keep actively engaging and holding those space. Right? But until the joy is really delightful, it's like, yeah, kind of going back to the drama, because it's more intense. Mm-hmm. You know, Walt Disney did research on this. Kids would not watch a cartoon with no bad person. They just wouldn't watch it. It's boring. Right? And really, we're like that too. We want the story with the good and bad, fighting it out, right? Throwing a little revenge, and I'm psyched. But I don't want just the story, and then if we have a story of just good, it's always whoever we're admiring has been through so much hardship. Right? Our dominant comfort zone on earth is drama. So it takes some work and effort to bring your focus over and over and over, to develop the stamina of an inner peace. And then it's just such a fun place, because the positive expectation becomes the dominant way of being. And that's really lovely. But it does take time. And there's that gap where it's kind of like you want to look back. Okay, so any question, comment?
I have a question. So are you saying that the positivity and the joy that you could reach, that people reach, becomes the default intense emotion?
Yes.
Like it could be, becomes that preferred intense emotion, right?
Yes.
And it's hard because in the middle, as you're transitioning from the negative to the positive, default.
You're in neutral.
You're in, yeah, there's not there, yeah.
There's not a lot of juice there.
Yeah.
And you miss the intensity of anger.
Right.
Right? And your mind's like, well, if we're not going to be in judgment, what are we going to think about?
Yeah.
Right? It's like your mind's like, well, what are we going to, and then there's even, it's like, well, what am I going to talk about?
Right. So you're talking about default personally and then like default socially and culturally, stuff like that, right?
Yeah. The default is only, it's only ever personal.
Okay.
Because when you really embody a new level of inner peace and positive expectation, it's no matter what's going on.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right? When you're in that frequency, you don't have drama anymore.
Right.
And yeah, you can miss it for a while.
A short while, I hope.
Well, it depends on how good you are bringing your focus. It depends on what your end goal is. It depends on what your desire is and how much you are aligning to that. It's not a path that happens by mistake. You have to figure out where you want to go. I'm very clear my life journey I want to, my goal has been happiness. That's not everybody's. I like happiness. That's what I want my dominant state to be. So first I made my dominant state gratitude. And once I mastered that, now it's, yeah, I don't really do wrong. And so at some point, when it's your dominant way of being, that's what can only come around you in vibration. So when I healed the habit of the anger, I no longer had angry people.
Yeah.
People that are normally angry are really nice to me. But when I had dominant anger resonance, oh, I had plenty to be angry about. Plenty of people showed up to play and act. Right? And now I just don't have that. So people will be nice to me and they'll say, well, I can't believe that person's so nice to you. People will entrain to whatever frequency invites them to play. So have you ever noticed that some people you just like are your funniest, best self, and other people not so much? Or you ever noticed some people you hang out with and you're like not very intelligent? Like, what is that? Right? That's an entraining to whatever energy you're in because you haven't learned to pick and center yourself consistently.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Say that again, Nellie. So
you'll find, I'll give you an example. You'll find that if you're someone who's worked with me one-on-one, privately or in a class together, one-on-one, when I'm speaking, you will feel really smart.
It's true.
Right? You feel like, I'm getting it. I got it. Oh, yeah. And you'll feel motivated. And you'll think, oh, I understand. I'm on track. And then a day later, you might be like, what did she tell me?
Or you're trying to explain it to someone else, and it just doesn't come out quite
it goes
as well.
Away. It
right?
goes away.
Or in class, you'll be teaching, and I'll say, okay, guys, now you give it to me. And everybody thinks, yeah, no, I got it. And then where's the words? Right? So that's you haven't entrained to that yet. So it's for me, too. When I study something at the next level of consciousness for me, when I read new material, I read it for like a year, every day. Eventually, it'll go in there if I just keep reading it, but not right away. If it's the next level for me, it doesn't happen like that. I have to keep feeding my mind, feeding my consciousness, feeding my energy field before I can be there. I have to keep picking my focus 1,000 times. And then I pop into something new. My consciousness expands and I get it. Does that make sense? Or if you're around somebody and you go into, you know, judgment, you're in there thinking, they're this and they're that, right? You're in training to a familiar pattern with that person. It's all habitual. We're just here to create choice. Does that kind of help? And you have, it happens to you. You're an attorney. Clients look at you and go, I got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it. And then they call you and they're like, they didn't do what you told them. They don't remember that. Your consciousness couldn't hold it out of your vibration. Mm-hmm. True?
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not right or wrong. It's just how it works. So if you quit judging it as wrong or hard or bummer, and if you start being funny with it, you go faster.
Oh, good.
Right?
Good.
My kids are so, how their brains are so fast. It's just like, I'm just like, what? You know? And sometimes they'll say, well, here, play games with us. And I'm like, I can't. I'm not as smart after 9 o'clock like y'all are. I mean, their minds are lightning fast. They can be doing this and looking over there and have a conversation with me. And I'm like, what? It's incredible. Different consciousness. They're used to it. I'm not. Right? But I can enjoy it.